Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this August 12th, 2010 edition. Alex is away today working on a project, so I'll be sitting in for the first hour. Some of you may know me. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, the writer and editor for PrisonPlanet.com, and we will be going to your calls at the bottom of the hour, so get ready. And the number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. But in the meantime, we're going to hit on a number of topics, primarily, of course, the financial meltdown, the double dip recession / depression, and more importantly, how the collapse of the political dynasty of Barack H. Obama and the buildup of tensions with Iran are all intersecting at the same time, leading to the same ominous conclusion that we'll discuss shortly. Now, we're going to start, obviously, with the financial picture. The Dow Jones is down again today. It lost no less than 265 points yesterday. And the latest job news, which came out today, is that jobless claims are unexpectedly rising. This is out of the Associated Press. Jobs picture dims as unemployment claims rise. The employment picture is looking bleaker as applications for jobless benefits rose last week to the highest level in almost 6 months. It's a sign that hiring is weak and employers are still cutting their staffs. Now, of course, this is being billed as a surprise that it was unexpected that jobless claims would rise again. And, of course, that was all coming from the happy, clappy, you know, robust recovery crowd who told us that everything was hunky-dory when, in fact, as Alex Jones, Gerald Salente, all of us here at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com have predicted from the very start, this was a sucker's rally. You know, if you put your money in to the stock market 10 years ago, it was at 10,000. Now it's a little bit over 10,000. So if you account for inflation, then you've lost money. And once again, this so-called robust recovery has turned out to be nothing of the kind. GDP figures are being revised downward on an almost daily basis. The jobs picture is getting worse. The housing picture is getting worse. And people like Alex Jones and Salente, again, proven right from the very beginning when they said that this was a fake recovery. And now CNN has followed in the footsteps of the New York Times in calling this what it is. I mean, it's becoming so brazenly obvious that they're having to state exactly what it is, and it's the onset of another collapse. CNN article today, is this finally the economic collapse? And following on from the New York Times' David Krugman, who back in June wrote that the United States was entering, quote, the third Great Depression, which would be similar to the Long Depression of the 19th century. Today, CNN and Keith McCullough warns that the Federal Reserve's announcement yesterday that it will start buying Treasury debt is a crossing the Rubicon moment for the economic decline of America. And in this article, he says that this action by the Federal Reserve, basically printing more money out of thin air, QE2 as it were, quote, could lead the country to the brink of collapse. And that's not Salente, that's not Mark Faber, that's not Alex Jones, that's out of CNN saying that the Federal Reserve is bringing America to the point of collapse. And the jobs numbers out today only back that up furthermore. Now, of course, whether the sodium fluoride heads who get angry about the fact that they can't have chicken McNuggets for their breakfast will finally start to realise what's going on now that CNN and the New York Times are saying the same things as us remains to be seen. And we'll explore this further after the break on The Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provide are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and helping weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flaxseeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flaxseeds right to your door.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's the Alex Jones Show on August 12th, 2010. Paul Joseph Watson sitting in for Alex for the first hour. Your call's coming up at the bottom of the hour, so get lined up on the boards. Now, we're talking about the economy. Jobless claims are the highest since February. The robust recovery has turned out to be exactly as we said it would be all along, which was complete hot air. The stock market rise was a sucker's rally. And now that the phony life support system of quantitative easing is being switched off, the very same problems that caused the economic crisis in the first place are now coming back with a vengeance. And so what's the solution from the Federal Reserve? Of course, QE2, more printing money out of fresh air. Helicopter Ben simply going to turn the printing presses back on and lend the money back to the US government interest, and you, the taxpayer, you're going to pay for it. The debt increases, the underlying problems remain, but the Federal Reserve continues to make record profits, and that's really what matters, isn't it? $20 billion in interest, and that's your tax money. Just last month alone, the US government in July alone paid $20 billion in interest on the US debt. And of course, that goes straight to the Federal Reserve, only 20% of which they give back to the Treasury. So Where's the motivation to fix the economy? The Federal Reserve has hijacked the crisis. They're making vast profits, record profits, off the money they print, which they then get the interest back from the US government. And lo and behold, they're now proposing to do more of the same. We're talking about QE2. And of course, as the Associated Press reports today, the majority of that bailout money goes straight to foreign banks in France and Germany. It doesn't go to your local bank. It doesn't even go to massive American banks. The majority of it goes to offshore banks, which, of course, is the central bankers looking after each other, slapping each other on the back as they exploit this economic crisis that they created to look after each other's interests as they loot trillions from the taxpayer. And now with QE2, as the Federal Reserve announced yesterday, we're set for a new, fresh round of raping. Even as the austerity measures come in, even as the income tax goes up, the sales tax goes up, it's going up to 20% VAT here in the UK after January 1st. That's 20% extra on every purchase you make in on most items. The council tax is going up, the property tax is going up. We're being forced to pay for this, and all the money is going directly to French and German banks. So now the Federal Reserve says that the initial $700 billion, which, of course, with the rest of the commitments afterwards, amounts to over $23 trillion, is not enough. And we're going to need some more to save America from this economic crisis. But, of course, as CNN admits today, the Federal Reserve's own policies are what is bringing America, quote, to the brink of collapse. And what will this collapse look like in its aftermath? Well, just listen to what people like Mark Farber have to say about where all this is heading. You know, never mind civil unrest and food riots. Farber is talking about a Mad Max type scenario, you know, every man for himself. And, I mean, we can learn from this because implicit within the warnings of what we need to do as solutions to protect ourselves from what could happen if the very worst comes to pass, which is what Farber is saying. And this is what he said in an interview just a couple of days ago. He says, buy a farm you can tend to yourself well out in the boondocks and protect it with high voltage fences, barbed wire, booby traps, military weapons, and Dobermans. And of course, that's the same rhetoric as another investment advisor, Anthony Fry, told CNBC back in June. He said people should concern themselves with buying guns, land, and barbed wire. Now, these people are on CNBC and CNN saying this. This isn't some obscure late-night radio talk show saying this. So why are they telling us to buy land? Well, it's because the US dollar is being devalued out of existence. Just look at the chart since the beginning of June against the euro and the pound. The US dollar is going straight down, heading south in a hurry. And that's because the globalists, of course, are trying to undermine confidence in the dollar because they want to replace it with a new world reserve currency, which is this banker IMF global monetary unit that we've documented and they've publicly pronounced they aim to bring into existence. So to do so, they need to undermine the US dollar, which, of course, is being done through Bernanke again announcing that the printing presses are going to be turned back on, QE2. We're going to have hyperinflation of the US dollar, and that spells food inflation. And, of course, when food becomes too expensive, people are going to go hungry unless they have their own self-sufficient, sustainable source of food, which is why we encourage people to buy storable food. But not only that, you need land for growing food, which is why Farber and Anthony Fry and all these top investment analysts are saying, you know, the wisest investment to make in these times is land, which, of course, can be used for both growing food via, you know, allotments and vegetable patches, as well as keeping livestock. So if the food riots begin, which London Independent last week reported that food riots could be a consequence of spiraling food inflation, then you're going to need to protect this land. So that's why they're saying not only do you need land, you need barbed wire, you need force, you need guns, you need dogs to protect it. And I'm aware of how apocalyptic this all sounds. And 10 years ago, this kind of run for the hills rhetoric, you know, was confined to these obscure late night talk shows, as I said before. But when you have the world's leading investment experts, along with the New York Times and CNN saying the same thing, then, you know, it's time to prick up our ears and start to take notice of what they're saying. Because food inflation is already skyrocketing. We have the situation in Russia and Ukraine as well, threatening to do the same with these fires blocking exports of wheat, which caused in Russia food inflation to skyrocket by 19% in just 1 week because they blocked exports of wheat. And remember, Lenin said that, you know, grain was the go-to currency. This is going to cause food prices to skyrocket. The London Independent wrote that this, allied with other drastic weather conditions across the world, the floods in Pakistan, similar conditions in Brazil and Colombia, which is stopping them from exporting the cocoa beans and the coffee, was leading towards, quote, an inflationary time bomb that threatens to further devastate Western economies, reduce our living standards, while threatening the very lives of those in the third world. Because in places like Haiti and Pakistan and places like that, people are, the you know, the veneer of civilization is very thin. People are very close to death if food so much as rises by 19%, as happened in Russia this week. So the threat of food inflation is obviously something we need to be aware of. But obviously, most people can't afford to follow the advice of these investment analysts. Most people can't afford to buy a farm. They can't afford to buy even rent an allotment to grow vegetables on. So the solution is, you know, to do it in a group, whether that be to invest in land with your family or in a group with your friends and neighbours as a kind of old-fashioned cooperative. But being independent in terms of food and self-sufficiency is going to be a major advantage in the coming years if the situation gets anywhere near as bad as what these people are predicting. And, you know, even if everything's hunky-dory, then at least you'll learn some new skills and you'll become more independent, which is never a bad thing. So I think it's a good idea to follow the advice of Mark Farber and Anthony Fry and people like this, Gerald Celente. Because even if things aren't as bad as we're told could happen, and bear in mind that now CNN and New York Times are saying this, then at least you'll become more self-sufficient and you'll learn more skills. So educating yourself about, you know, growing vegetables, investing in storable food, things like this, it can only be beneficial even if the crisis doesn't get out of hand, which many are predicting it now will. You know, even just get a chicken coop and have your own chickens and eggs. I mean, even that's going to be a help. And it's going to save you money anyway. So, you know, where's the downside? All you need is a little parcel of land. So I say follow the advice, buy land, and become self-sufficient, become independent, especially with your food. Because that's going to be key in the coming years if this inflationary holocaust, as many are predicting, occurs as a result of the economic depression, the third depression, as New York Times' Paul Krugman characterizes it. So I mentioned at the start of the show that we have these three major issues intersecting and pointing to the same ominous conclusion. We have the economic meltdown, with it now pretty clear that we're entering this double depression, and even a third, you know, as Krugman says, something similar to the long depression of the 19th century. We have tensions building with Iran. We have the political dynasty of Barry Sotero crashing and burning. So after the break, we'll talk about how these three issues intersect to lead to the same ominous conclusion. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. Stay tuned. We'll go to your calls shortly. I'm gonna leave you.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, RollingPapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, RollingPapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at RollingPapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at RollingPapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at RollingPapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with RollingPapers.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes.
It's the Alex Jones Show on August 12th, 2010, with me sitting in for Alex Paul Joseph Watts, and your calls coming up soon. Now, we were talking about the declining economic picture and how it intersects with the build-up of tensions with Iran, which are now reaching a crescendo, as well as the failure of the political dynasty of Barry Sotero, as his approval numbers slipped to new lows almost on a weekly basis. And, of course, we had the public meltdown of Robert Gibbs, the White House spokesman, telling the Hill newspaper that left-wing critics of Obama are, quote, crazy and ought to be drug tested. because they criticized Obama for not fulfilling the very promises he made during the election campaign, specifically with regard to pulling out of Iraq and Afghanistan. The wars under Obama are expanding, more US troops deployed under Obama than ever were under Bush. And now even people on the left who voted for Obama are screaming bloody murder. And finally, Gibbs cracked and said that they were crazy and ought to be drug tested. And so this goes to show that the corporate marketing tool of brand Obama, which hoodwinked millions of Americans in voting for him in 2008, is officially dead and buried. Now, what is brand Obama? It's the artificially manufactured marketing strategy that made millions of people vote for a man who represents the precise opposite of what he's billed as and what people voted for him on the issues that he promised them during the election campaign. And nowhere is this better explained than in a clip by John Pilger, who, remember, is a leftist himself. And what Pilger talked about, and this occurred shortly after Obama's inauguration, was basically similar to what Alex Jones told you in the Obama deception. And now we'll listen to John Pilger's description of, quote, brand Obama, and the fact that the public are finally realizing that this is what Obama represents is a major turning point in the death of the political career of Barack Obama. So we'll play out into the break with this clip from John Pilger.
The clever young man who recently made it to the White House is a very fine hypnotist, partly because it is indeed extraordinary to see an African American at the pinnacle of power in the land of slavery. However, this is the 21st century, and race, together with gender and even class, can be very seductive tools of propaganda. For what is so often overlooked and what matters, I believe, above all, is the class one serves. George Bush's inner circle, from the State Department to the Supreme Court, was perhaps the most multiracial in presidential history. It was PC par excellence. Think Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell. It was also the most reactionary. Obama's very presence in the White House appears to reaffirm the moral nation. He's a marketing dream. But like Calvin Klein or Benetton, he is a brand that promises something special, something exciting, almost risque, as if he might be radical, as if he might enact change. He makes people feel good. He's a postmodern man with no political baggage, and all that's fake. In his book, Dreams from My Father, Obama refers to the job he took after he graduated from Columbia in 1983. He describes his employer as, and I quote, a consulting house to multinational corporations, unquote.
So that's John Pilger talking about brand Obama and how this corporate marketing strategy was what sold the American people to vote for him in the 2008 election. But the problem now for the Obama administration and the globalists as a whole is the fact that with his approval ratings going through the floor, even leftists now in the aftermath of Robert Gibbs' outburst are coming to the understanding that they've been completely hoodwinked into voting for somebody who supposedly represented change, but who in fact has proven to be the ultimate servant of the elite. And this is going to cost the Democrats big in 2012. And after the break, we'll talk about how they may try to pull off a desperate last gasp lunge to keep Obama in power and keep their stranglehold over power. And then we'll go to your calls. Stay tuned. This is The Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The Alex Jones Show, August 12, 2010. People watching live on PrisonPlanet.tv with the live video stream, we encourage you to sign up and subscribe today. Now, we're talking about these three issues that are intersecting at the moment with the double dip recession slash depression, the build-up of tensions with Iran, and the crash and burn of the political dynasty of Barack H. Obama. Now, the big question is, as these three issues accelerate towards each other with the same consequence, the question that will be answered over the next 3 months is this: will the New World Order merely hand the baton onto a neocon in 2012 in the hope that the American people fall for the same left-right scam yet again? Or, in light of the success of anti-incumbent political candidates, will they make a last gasp, desperate lunge to restore the political credibility of Barack Hussein Obama, and how will that manifest itself? Now, if you listen to people like Robert Shapiro, who wrote an article for the Financial Times a couple of months ago, he says that the only way to reinstall faith in Obama as a leader is a terror attack on the scale of Oklahoma City or 9/11. So they've got that option to exploit if they choose to go down that route. But with a worsening economic picture as it is, And bearing in mind that the Great Depression of 1929 was only really neutralized with America's entry into the Second World War in 1941, added to the buildup of tensions with Iran, will Barack Obama and the globalists who control him turn to the ultimate weapon of control, which is war? Will the United States support an Israeli attack on Iran as a means of bolstering the economy and providing the perfect opportunity for the globalists to rebuild the world in their image from the ashes of what could potentially become World War III? These three issues are coming to a head right now, and I'm sure before the end of the year, we will have a relatively clear and distinct answer to that question. Will the Democrats pull a political stunt or engineer a crisis to stay in power, or will they merely hand the baton on back to the Republican side of the two-party monopoly? That question remains to be answered. And will Obama seek to restore his political credibility by launching a war or supporting a war on Iran as a means of rallying the American people around his White House? Those questions are going to be vital in the coming months, and we'll see how it pans out. I think we'll get the answer before the end of the year. So I want to know what you've got to say about this, and we're going to go to your calls. And the first caller is Ernie in California. Ernie, you're on the air. What's on your mind today?
Hey, not much, guy. I have a couple things, just real quick. They're either going to pull the false flag and let the volcano oil well explode, and then they'll pull their game. Some way they're going to try to pull off these elections. Now, the second thing is, I just accidentally got put in jail for a couple of days, for about 16 days. I want to let you know something. The biggest corporation, the biggest scam in this United States is our prison and judicial system. It is amazingly unreal. Okay, what I see and what I've learned is the first prisoners, and there's a domestic, if there's any kind of like martial law, they're immediately, the criminal, the real bad prisoners are immediately to be shot. The rest will be used as slaves. I see Obama, basically, they're going to pull whatever they can pull to keep his little Barry Satoru butt in there. And it doesn't matter who else they put in, because they all belong to the Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, and we're never going to see a Ron Paul get elected.
Well, the positive thing we have to hold on to, though, is the fact that all these anti-incumbent candidates are having big successes over establishment candidates. For example, Sharon Angle in, I think it's Nevada, she's got a very good chance of kicking out Harry Reid. And Sharon Angle's this big conservative. Obviously, she's affiliated with the Tea Party. But on the issue, she's good because she supports ending fluoridation of the water supply. So there are lots of these candidates, Rand Paul's another one of them, that in many areas represent the true populist sentiment of America. So even though some of them are controlled by the Republican arm of the Tea Party, I think that's a very positive development, and it shows us why the establishment is getting so desperate in trying to demonize these Tea Party candidates, because they do really threaten the status quo. And that's a big success that we've had in recent months. Thanks for your call. Now we're going to go to Julio in Illinois. Julio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Paul, it's great to talk with someone who is informed as you from across the pond. I have a feeling. You know how the Illuminists and those in the New World Order, they like to go by the number card, like the number system, like 77 down in the UK, or 9/11, or 8888. It's 2010 in October. That's the 10th month of the year. For some reason, I think 10-10-10, they may possibly pull something out with trying to save Barry Satoru in terms of a false flag. But my question to you is about the CIA Mockingbird media. I'm sure you're well informed on, you know, Operation Mockingbird, how it got started with Prescott Bush during World War II. How is the Mockingbird media over across the pond with you in terms of, you know, the BBC and Sky News compared to our Mockingbirds here in the States with Murdoch's Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC?
Well, the situation with the UK media and how it's controlled by the government is basically you had a situation after the murder of Dr. David Kelly and after 2003 invasion of Iraq where the BBC was completely overtaken by the Labour government. And in fact, you had a story where Labour Party officials were actually hacked into the computer systems of the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, which is the main media outlet in Britain. So it's completely controlled by the government in that sense. Then on the flip side of the equation, the supposed, you know, alternative to BBC, you have Sky News, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News and the Wall Street Journal and so on. So whatever side you go to, whether it be the supposed liberal BBC or the conservative Sky News, it's the same as CNN and Fox News in America. They're both owned by globalist interests, which is why the internet's become so much more important in recent years and why they're trying to control it and stifle free speech, because it's becoming the true outlet, the last outpost of free speech for the individual to use. And that's why Lieberman is trying to move America towards this Chinese system of internet policing and regulation under his cybersecurity bill, which we're trying to vigorously oppose at the moment. So thanks for your call. We're going to go to Jeff in Virginia. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, what's in your mind today, Jeff?
Hi, yeah, just a couple of points I'd like to make and then a couple of questions that I had. As far as terrorist attacks or something of that nature, I don't think we'll see anything like that probably until next year, just thinking that they would probably put that closer to the election than farther away from the election. Also, I had another point on that, and I seem to have lost it. All right, let me go to my first question, and maybe I'll come back to that other one. Oh, no, I remember what it was. I wouldn't be surprised. I think that what we'll probably see is the globalist agenda get handed off to some sort of an in-pocket Republican type. I think Obama's credibility is way far shot, way more shot than anything that he can recover from at this point. One question that I had was kind of regarding the Bohemian Grove. I know that Alex Jones exposed that. I don't know if you were involved in that all that much, but my question was, if these globalists are as satanic as they seem to be, and as I've heard people state that they are, is there any indication that wasn't an effigy that was burned, but actually a real human being, actually on an altar of sacrifice there? And then my second question, you can address that, and I'll get off the phone. My second question was kind of to the effect of a rumor going around now about Dr. Horowitz and the Oxy Silver scandal. I don't know if you guys know anything about that, but I was kind of hoping that maybe we the listeners of Alex Jones could get a statement from you guys on that. And I'll take my answers off the line. Thank you.
Yeah, regarding Bohemian Grove, what the caller talks about is a of course, Bohemian Grove is the annual get-together in the Redwood Forest there in California of the world's elite. And what he's talking about is the fact that during this ceremony, Cremation of Care, which is documented in Alex Jones's Dark Secrets Bohemian Grove movie, they bring in an effigy on a boat with death bringing it in on the boat, and they burn it in a mock sacrifice to Molech, which is this, you know, occult pagan owl god. And this is all on film. I mean, it's documented up one side and down the other. And the caller asks, is there any evidence that this is a real sacrifice and not something that's done in mock? Well, of course, Alex Jones, the ceremony that Alex Jones attended, the sacrifice that they made was obviously a kind of paper mache mock child, because it didn't move, and the sounds of it screaming when they sacrificed it were, you know, played out over a loudspeaker and voiced by an actor. But what is interesting is in the Franklin cover-up, which is a book written by a senator which talks about child abuse and prostitution allegations in regard to people holding high office in the United States, they do talk about taking their victims to Bohemian Grove and doing their sordid practices, their child abuse, paedophilia practices, under the owl god Moloch. Now, of course, again, that sounds completely crazy, but it's in the book, and the Bohemian Grove ceremony is real. George W. Bush, Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller do venture out to this ceremony each year, and they do burn a mock sacrifice as kind of an idol worship to the pagan god Moloch. Now, would you let people who do that kind of thing even babysit your children? Well, no, but these people are custodians of the world. They're the elite. They're the New World Order. So the practices that they enjoy in private are certainly of massive concern and shock, as Alex Jones's 2000 film Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove documented. So we're going to go on to our next caller now, which is Francis in Canada. Francis, you're on the air. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Paul. It's good talking to you. I wanted the whole issue of the Gaza flotilla and the murders that took place is receded into the past now, and people are forgetting about it. But it's been bothering me because there's certain facts about it that haven't come to light in the mainstream press as much as they should have. And there's basically
we're going to go to the next caller. Sorry. Your phone's cutting out, but you were talking about the Gaza flotilla attack, and we covered that at the time. And obviously there was propaganda on both sides with the release of the videos which showed the Israeli paratroops, you know, gliding down, and then we had other videos where they were shown shooting on innocent civilians. So it's still up in the air at the moment, of course. Israel routinely commits these kind of atrocities, and we cover them when they do. But try calling back in tomorrow because your phone was broken up, so we couldn't quite hear what you were saying. Apologies for that. But we're going to go to the next caller, which is Sonny in Ohio. Sonny, you're on the air.
Hey, it's the same from the SpringboroughTeaParty.com. Two things I want to bring up to you. In the front page of the Dayton Daily News today, Wright State University is in bids for trying to do a bone scanning method to replace fingerprinting for the CIA. I thought that was very interesting. It's on page one. You can't miss it, actually. If you get on there, you see a chick stand in front of a skeleton that's supported, obviously, like in a typical medical lab. And it goes into some detail about that. I find that to be quite disturbing because, obviously, biometrics and fingerprints can be altered or disguised. But it just kind of goes on. So is this like the next level for the naked body scanners or what? So I find it to be quite disturbing. Second point I wanted to bring up to this, I wanted to piggyback on the gentleman earlier from California talking about the jail and judicial system. It is a complete racket. And I've seen so much stuff. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, first of all, they may charge you with multiple charges, then dwindle them down to a couple. And the bottom line is they just want to hurt to get money from you. And that's one thing. And two is if you're even remotely politically affiliated, you are bound to be crucified if you go in front of a judge. So, I mean, it's just completely despicable. But I'd like to hear your comments about those off the air.
Yeah, I've just found the story. WSU tries for CIA contract with skeletal identification. Technology could help identify terrorists. So now, apparently the fingerprint's not good enough. Remember the Total Information Awareness, DARPA, gait analysis, with those supposed to identify terrorists by the way they walked. Well, now they're bringing it to an internal level and trying to identify terrorists by their skeletal identification. And it says Wright State University Research Institute is one of a dozen groups chosen from a field of 500 applicants to submit plans to the CIA for cutting-edge technology to identify potential terrorists and other suspects. University researchers working to develop what they believe is the nation's first bone scanning identification system should know next year whether the CIA will opt to use their biometric identifier. So now, with the onset of body scanners in airports, and of course the TSA was caught storing the images, as they said they wouldn't, now we're going to a deeper level, which is bone scanning identification. So Big Brother is not satisfied with your fingerprints. He wants your very skeletal records as part of the database that they're going to have on American citizens. Of course, this is all to fight terrorism and to find other suspects. So I'm sure we can trust them with that. And we're going to go to Daryl in Tennessee. Daryl, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Paul. Just a couple of quick questions. In terms of the political situation, where you guys have stated over and over again that, you know, the voting system is rigged, basically, and they're going to put there who they want to put there. So, you know, what's the real point, you know, of going out and voting? And
okay, we'll answer that after the break. We're going to the break now, but we'll come back and answer that question. Stay tuned. It's Alex.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
It's the Alex Jones Show. Welcome back. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. This is the last segment, and we're going to your calls. The caller, previous caller before the break, was asking about electronic voting machines. You know, what's the point in voting if it's all rigged anyway? Well, the good news is a lot of these machines are being kicked out. For example, in Ohio, the state authorities have got rid of some of the machines, and now Diebold is trying to sue them for breach of contract. And that's caused the local authorities to sue Diebold back for irregularities in these voting machines. So I think they're starting to turn the tide on that, and many states are starting to go back to paper ballots. But obviously, it's a long battle, but we're seeing some progress in that. But we're short on time, so we're going to go to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air. What's in your mind today?
Hi, Watson. I think we're gaining ground, unfortunately, not consistently. I was listening to a different show called Gary Null. I don't know if you know of him, but they're literally going after this guy, and he had a person from one of the organizations that basically was investigating. They were trying to target him, but he investigated and found out he was such a good guy that he was tipping him off that they were targeting him with black ops groups and also trying to find somebody to blackmail him. And the thing is, he's been going around to all these groups for inoculation. He has scientific knowledge and he has the papers, and every time they bring up a point, he literally brought up 100 pages worth of documentation to prove that Mooley's inoculations had no basis in scientific fact, and there was no reason or reason to inoculate anybody, and they didn't even have the legal right to push this thing forward. So they've been targeting him. But another thing he's been a big man on the GMO foods, and there's been groups that have been popping up because of his work, and they've had some successes where they people were starting to boycott foods of GMO foods in some supermarket markets, and some people have yanked GMO foods out and promised not to, and also to label them without government approval. So it seems like we're making some headway there. One question from you, since you can give a broader knowledge of that: what's happening in Europe? How is this? I don't know, just not just Alex Jones, but this type of thing of the world type of government trying to take over, and the bankers and things like that. How is the Europeans in general, not just England, starting to awaken or not awaken? What's going on there?
Well, the world government in Europe is being pushed by means of this tax that will go to bankroll the world government, similar to how the United Nations is proposing the carbon tax, which will go, as we learned, directly to the World Bank. Now the European Union is proposing that, for example, British citizens pay a tax that will go directly to bankroll the EU and the expansion of that federalist superstate. So the primary offensive is on the tax front and getting us to pay for our own enslavement, but people are wise to it, and people are already being taxed to death with these austerity measures, so it's very doubtful that they're going to go ahead and go along with it, especially as opposition to the EU in the UK routinely runs at about 70% oppose anything proposed by the EU, so there's very strong resistance against the EU in the UK, against the EU, and there always has been. Last caller is Lex in Ohio. Lex, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to ask, I'm going to follow suit from some other callers and get the European perspective. Since Russia and China's mentioned, but they're basically ignored, how do you think they're going to react to an invasion of Iran, either unsuccessful or successful?
America is ultimately headed for a conflict with China. It could come from Iran, it could come from North Korea, but that's the ultimate goal for the globalists. We're out of time. Top interviews coming up with Max Keiser, Ray McGovern. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned, we'll be back tomorrow.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.